Welcome to the Hockey Strength Podcast, the official podcast of the world's best resource for hockey strength and conditioning information. HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 78 of the Hockey Strength and Conditioning Podcast, the official podcast of HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, the world's best resource for hockey strength and conditioning information. Today's guest is Mr. Justin Rothlingshofer. Aside from having one of the most confusing last names in history, Justin is also the owner and founder of Own It. Own It is a team of coaches who work with business leaders, athletes, and other high performers to improve all facets of their lives. Justin is the author of several books, one of which you may know is Intent, which he co-authored with Devin McConnell, A Practical Approach to Applied Sports Science for Athletic Development. And in today's episode, we get into developing your vision and all facets of yourself, how coaches can break out in industry with limited opportunities, why players need an identity outside of their sport, and we talk about the 8 pillars of Own It for a fulfilled life. This is a timely episode for Justin because starting on May 1st, he's running the Own It May Challenge. The challenge will consist of a group workout and nutrition challenges Monday through Saturday. Additionally, the group will work on a weekly life habit, also include a digital copy of his latest book, and that is completely 100% free. I know quarantine and social isolation have all presented a lot of challenges for us. So if you're looking to cultivate new habits, add accountability to your workouts, and connect with like-minded professionals, then reach out to Justin to learn more. It's completely free. It's a month-long challenge, and I think I'm doing it also, so hopefully I will see you there. Lastly, before I get into the interview, I want to remind you all to go check out the website, HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com. You can access everything on the website that was made in the last 10 years for just $1 for 30 days. And then $14.95 a month after that, or you can get it for $99 for the entire year. This week, Dr. Michelle Boland gave us a brilliant article about training for change of direction hockey players. It really goes against the norms of what we typically think of as training for change of direction. So check out the article. It's only $1 for 30 days. And without further ado, here is Mr. Justin Rothlingshofer. Justin, welcome to the Hockey Strength Conditioning Podcast. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, David. Thank you so much for having me. And first off, I want to congratulate you for taking over this amazing thing that Brian had for so long and now making it your own.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm really excited. Obviously, I've had our first few articles come out, and I'm just really excited to keep the train moving. The first thing I wanted to ask you, and this is just scratching my own itch a bit, I'm an adopted New Yorker. I live in Manhattan, or I just lived before coronavirus hit, and you lived in Brooklyn before coronavirus hit. So how did you end up in my opinion, one of the greatest cities in the world?
Yeah, no, it's, I moved out here full time, about a year and a half ago, and, my better half is out there now. So, went out to her place originally in the East Village, about a 600 square foot wannabe one bedroom.
And, oh yeah.
And then we were like, you know what, this is kind of where we're going to be for a little while. And then we kind of moved out not far from the city, from Manhattan, from where we were, but literally just across the bridge in Dumbo, kind of Fort Greene area, into a two bedroom that obviously has a little bit more space and a balcony and a nice view of Manhattan. So we're not in it anymore, but we get to look at it.
That's the thing with Brooklyn. I love when I go to people's place in Brooklyn, they have like these little garden areas. I'm like, what is this? Like, we don't have these. Like,
what is this greenery?
Exactly. So today we're going to talk a lot about your company, Own It. So why don't you first tell us, what was the inspiration for Own It? When did it start? Maybe there was a moment, maybe it was gradual. So why don't you take us through the initial stages of Own It?
Yeah, for sure. So I think for me, it all started back when I was at Miami, and I've always had a very entrepreneurial mind, and wanting to be involved in a multitude of things, finding multiple platforms for sources of income, being involved in a lot of different things, different revenue streams, different I had a lot of itches. I had to scratch them all. So, like I loved real estate. I loved investing. I loved high performance, and trying to, just dabble in everything and learn and just be a student, I think is the biggest thing that wanted to do. And there's a difference between being a student in the educational platform in the traditional sense to being a student learning from mentors and being active in different industries and really learning what it is that you truly wanted to do, what you were truly passionate about. And that got me thinking that going back to even my playing days where you grew up only knowing hockey, you grew up only knowing sport, only knowing athletics. And it's such a microcosm and a small part of what actually makes up this world. And the moment that I got outside of that, it was like my mind was opened. My mind, and it was actually blown. I was like, oh my God, what is this place? I love it. And so I wanted to really kind of build a business that allowed people to see that, allow people to experience that, and then also guide them through that. And obviously it wasn't something that I was able to do right away. And like you watch a lot of these entrepreneurial shows when you have these other businesses going on and you're not able to get all into something and you've got other things happening, you don't go all in on something. And it kind of just gets pushed back, pushed back, pushed back. And it was when I left the Ducks in December of 2019, heading into the year 2019, so a year ago, I was like, here we go, all in. And made the big change, went to New York City, and started this. And now we've got a multitude of coaches with a big platform, and it's been a lot of fun.
What does Own It do? What kind of coaching do you do? Who do you work with? You work with players, you work with, is it business coaching? Is it a mix?
Yeah. So it's a mix actually. So we actually have a bunch of different coaches within, my team. And what we do is we put you through, depending on who is coming and, who's looking for help. We have, four different places in which we work. We work with, business coaching, to help you navigate your business as an entrepreneur, as an executive, whatever it is. So we have a coach that has been extremely successful in a lot of different places in building 7, 8, 9-figure businesses. And so they will look after you there. Then we have a relationships coach who specializes in relationships, not just intimate relationships, but also your family relationships, your friends, relationships, your network, inter-business, co-worker relationships, and help you through that route. Then health and wellness, and this is, again, more for the general public, focusing on, again, your self-care, your self-talk, your mindfulness, your nutrition, workout routines, that type of thing. And then the fourth one is with coaches and with athletes from the strength and conditioning side, because obviously that's my passion. That's where I came from. And it's helping them learn what their true passions are outside of coaching. What is it that they can do to get everything out of the coaching sector rather than the coaching sector getting everything out of them? And helping them to find multiple streams of income so that they can serve at the highest level. Because when we get into this as strength and conditioning coaches, when we get into this as performance coaches, we're servants. We want to give, we want to help, we want to see people reach their potential. We want to see people reach heights that they've never experienced before. But so often we are underpaid. So often we are overworked. So often we are giving, 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 that it's like that that statue of the father taking a piece of himself, giving it to the son. Well, we give all these pieces to ourselves and we never get any pieces back. And at the end of the day, you see a lot of coaches suffer from burnout. You see a lot of coaches suffer from this loss of passion. And it's so unfortunate because they come out of college, they come out of school, they enter into this place in with such a passion to give, such a passion for making a difference in people's lives, and it gets taken away just from sheer burnout, overwork, and not being able to have any give back.
What advice would you give to a young coach who is full of enthusiasm and has done unpaid internships and worked for very little money and is still so passionate? What advice would you give to them to grow in this industry and to grow in the hockey strength world?
The biggest thing is not settling, is not allowing yourself to fall into that same platform of not knowing what you're really worth. And I say that from a stance of not that you're going to be greedy, not that you're going to be stubborn, not that you're going to be have this ego about you, but to be willing to understand what it is that you bring. And you, and in order to do that, you do have to develop a certain skill set. You do have to be able to communicate at a very high level. Brett Bartholomew is a great example of somebody who is driving this field to help educate the communication side of things. And you have to go and drive, you have to bring a special gift, whether that's the technology side. And Devin and I obviously have combined on a lot of different aspects, going back to Intent, the book that we wrote together when we were both just in college before we both made the jump to the NHL. But being able to build up a skill set that you are different, you can have this niche aspect about you, that you are worth more, and then you're able to ensure that. Because what happens so often is that we have been groomed to think that you have to work at this certain level. You have to be, you go through the stages, right? You go through your undergraduate degree, you do a bunch of internships, usually probably at the school you're at. From there, you go to your summer internships for free, you get a bunch of t-shirts, you get high fives, you get to rub elbows with the people that you look up to. From there, you go to grad school, hopefully you get a GA ship. If not, then you're paying your way there as well, and you haven't still made a dollar, unless you've been working a side job or side hustling somewhere. At that point, you go and you're finishing up your master's degree. You now have a plethora of other individuals who are exactly in your steps. And from there, in no other industry do you have a master's degree and you have not yet earned a penny in what you've been doing. And you step into a school, a pro team, whatever it is, and they're like, thank you so much for all of those last 5-6 years, however long it took you to get that degree, and step into a world and say, oh, by the way, you can enter into our internship program, or you can enter into our, you can to be a volunteer intern, and we'll see if something opens up for you so that you can earn $30,000 a year. And it's, and again, it's nothing about the actual field itself. It's the way in which we're valued, and it's the way in which we see ourselves. And it goes back to being able to create a niche for yourself, being able to network, and being able to get creative in how you can find multiple streams of income. Because the whole thing of it is, you're not going to get out of college, out of your master's degree, or out of whatever experience you've just had, and get the head job somewhere. It's just not going to happen. You have to pay your dues. You have to go through a certain, you have to get certain experience. You have to be able to have gone through certain things. But there is a way to do it in which you can save yourself, not grinding yourself to nothing, being able to value yourself so that you can bring something new, and then also be able to have multiple streams of income so that you can live the life that you want. You can start to save money. You can start to get ready to have a family or whatever it is. And unfortunately, because strength coaches, we don't think that way. It's never been indoctrinated in us. We're not exposed to it. We don't see it. We don't think that that's possible. And so many coaches I see at 35, 40, they're like, I don't have any savings. I've just been a strength coach. I've given everything I have to this industry. And it becomes almost like the suffering Olympics a little bit. I've worked for free for 2 years. Well, I had to work free for 3 years. And then I only made $35,000 for 4 years. Oh my God, I made that for 5 years. And it was like the harder we made it on ourselves, that it was like the more valiant we were, or something like that.
Became like a badge of honor.
It's exactly right. Like, you suffered, we all suffered, the people behind us have to suffer. And it's like, no, when does it stop? When do we focus on ourselves? Do we focus on the other interests we have? Do we focus on our passions? We can deliver them and ultimately find different streams of income in which we can then become better versions of ourselves. And the moment we are able to become better versions of ourselves, we can then serve our athletes better. We can serve our families better. We can serve our spouses better. We can serve our teams, our organizations better. So that is, in a nutshell, what that branch of Own It is all about.
I want to get into this a little bit more because I think this is super important. What are one or two simple things that a coach, maybe you just described, can do to start to find their niche, be creative, and begin that idea that they can have multiple streams of income?
Yeah, the first thing is figuring out what your purpose is. And there's a series of questions I usually ask people as they come in, and they never know the answers. People have never even thought about this. And so it goes back to this: what is your purpose? What is your vision? And what is your why? And people, like, asking what is your why is kind of becoming like the new cool. Like, back in like the 90s, it was like, what's up? And then it was like, these different trends, right? And so now it's actually come all the way to, you come up and meet somebody, what is your why? Like, I genuinely want to know. Like, it's genuinely important. What is your why? What is your purpose? Why have you been put here? And then once we get there, and once we get through all the superficial, fluffy BS that we usually throw around, I want to make an impact. I want to help people. Like, that's all awesome. That's great. But let's get down to the nitty gritties. Let's get down to really, what is it that sets your soul on fire? What is it that is the pull for you? What is your so on fire for that you don't need 9 hours of sleep a night, because you're sleeping, you're thinking about when you go to sleep, you're thinking about when you wake up, and you're just itching to go. Like, that is where is the continuous flow of energy? Where does that live for you? And when you find that, let's dive in and go. And so, what is your why? What is your purpose? And then what is your vision? And when I talk about vision, I want it to be things that you can see, taste, touch, and smell, like really, really vivid. Because there was a study done in 2009 at Harvard. They had piano players come in. Some actually played the piano, some visualized playing the piano. And they put the mirror images of their brain scans on each other, and the same parts of the brain lit up, basically saying that the brain doesn't know the difference between what's imagined and what's real. And our brains are hardwired to be massive search engines and to be goal achieving machines. And so whatever we think, we are ultimately going to be on the outlook for. And so we only take in 8% of reality, but the moment we start imagining what we want our life to be like, envisioning it, and having that something that's at the forefront of our mind every single day, we start to see the opportunities in which we can create that. And without having that vision, and without really being clear on what we want that to be, if we want to work in a gym from 5:30 in the morning until 8:30 at night when we're 40 years old, fine, then let's envision that. But if we want to have a different life where we can go on vacation with our family, where we can be at home for dinners, where we can drop our kids off, where we can at school in the morning, when we can go and have a planned date night with our wife, or a planned weekend away with our wife, or your husband, whoever it is that you're with, then all of a sudden we have to change what we're looking for a little bit. And that becomes, again, being able to identify what we want so that we can really start to make our actions meet what that vision and what that desire truly is.
Just like we were talking about before you record, I think this has so many parallels to the work you've done with players as well. It goes back to that necessity to dig deeper, to ask hard questions. So maybe it was with your time with the Anaheim Ducks, maybe with University of Miami, maybe in your private sector work, but what did you learn about players that was something that they lacked even at the highest level?
I think for a long time, it was perspective, because we're indoctrinated so young in sport, and we see it all the time, this specialization, and to take your entire being and put it into the sport of hockey, put it into the sport of football, put it into the sport of basketball, put it into the sport of baseball. For a lot of us, put it since 13, 14, 15, 16, into the gym, into the strength and conditioning world. You were enthralled in nutrition books, enthralled in periodization books, enthralled in how to get big books or bodybuilding or whatever it was that initially got you excited. And from the athlete's point of view, never saw anything outside of the athletics world, never saw anything out of the sports world. And there's like 0.02% of people that ever go and make money playing the sport that they've been doing, whether it's at a semi-pro level, whether it's at a minor league level, or at a at the highest level of their sport. And so by understanding that, and this isn't meaning that you take away from your focus of becoming the best athlete you can be or the best coach you can be, what it actually does is it helps make you a more well-rounded person. It makes you more than an athlete. There's one of my coaching clients that I worked with in creating a business. That's actually what he does now. He created something called More Than an Athlete. And it was through a lot of the conversations that we were having. And that's the biggest parallel I have to strength and conditioning coaches and to athletes, is that you're so indoctrinated into that, I have to train, I have to be in my sport all the time. If the moment I let anything else come in as a distraction, rather than being true and open to what your passion is and being able to use your sport to help facilitate everything else around you to become a well-rounded person, versus the sport using you and eating you up through junior hockey, through college hockey, through maybe a minor pro or a professional career. And then when it's done with you, it's left you for what is next. And it takes people 1, 2, 3, 4 years to get up off the ground, to get out of certain addiction patterns, to get out of certain anxiety or depression patterns, to get out of these things that it's kind of just left them in the dust. And yeah, see you later, because the next wave of guys is coming. And I want to be able to give people that fully developed model, that fully developed person, so that, you know what? Hockey or sport or strength conditioning or whatever is a part of their life because they have a passion for it. It's a part of their life because it makes them a better version of themselves. It makes them a happier version of themselves. And that would be a part of their vision. It would be a part of their purpose. It would be a part of their why. But it's not the only thing. That's not the identity of the person. It's not who you are. It's a part of who you are. It's a part of what you do. So the moment we were able to get on a higher level, the moment we were able to drive everything at a greater intellectual being, oh my God, the world opens up to you. And all of a sudden you start to seek opportunity to learn from others. Your ego gets left completely behind, where in actuality, a lot of the perceptions is that, oh no, ego is what's driving this. Not at all. It's the desire that there's more to me than being a strength coach. There's more to me than being a hockey player. There's more to you than was just being a hockey player. You had a passion for writing. You had a passion for documenting things. You had a passion for exploring. You had a passion for nature. All of these things, that is a part of you. And when you are so focused on one area, those things get left to the side and we get lost in the sport. And at the end of the day, if you don't get what you want, if you're not a part of that 0.02%, and even sometimes those people aren't loving where they're at because they are forced to leave all that other stuff behind at a certain light, you start to resent what you once loved and what was once a part of your biggest passion. And so that's a big thing that we do with Onan. That was the driving factor and driving force for me.
What would you, kind of a similar question as the strength coach question, what would you give to these players to help, what advice would you give to help them foster that perspective? Or what advice would you give to coaches, to strength coaches, to help them get their athletes to foster objectivity, to see an elevated perspective?
I think the biggest thing is, and I hate the word balance because nothing in life is balanced. I like the word rhythm because there's a, just like the earth has a rhythm, the universe has a rhythm, our lives have a rhythm. And there's going to be certain seasons for certain things. There's going to be, and again, that's how we work with the pillar system, our eight pillars that we work through own it. I always talk about it. There's certain priorities that need to be met in each pillar. And you need to focus on that for, is it a week? Is it a month? Is it 4 months? That deserves more attention because that's what you need to be at. But I think going back and really determining what is important to you and getting out and exploring, not just networking, and this goes to strength coaches, not just networking with other strength coaches, network with real estate agents, network with business owners, network with writers, network with homeless people. I mean, like, to be honest, like, it wasn't until I got to New York and you start to see the, actually it was when I was in, back and forth between Anaheim and San Diego that I think, because I spent so much time alone, that I really started to really network outside of, my field. But it was when you start to go and realize that there are so many gifted, talented, and smart people out there that have that same level of empathy, have that same level of service, have that same level of give back that you have, but in a different field. And you can learn something from them. Not just something, you can learn a lot. If you go in, you drop your ego and you don't worry about having to be the man or the woman or whatever, and just going and learning and just going and having conversation and networking outside. And all of a sudden you start to understand that you have passions, love, and feelings for something else other than strength and conditioning, other than what it is that you're doing. And it doesn't have to be done in the traditional setting or only done sitting in a dark room every day, just running athlete after athlete. But you can do it in a multitude of ways. You can do it in a multitude of streams, and you can not only do well financially, you can do well from a time standpoint. You can do well from a fulfillment standpoint. You can have plenty of family time. You can make your schedule in different ways. You can ultimately have a more fulfilled life, which is at the end of the day, what everybody wants. And it's something that it's not taking from you. You are still doing exactly what you want to do, but you're providing the service that you want. You have that heart of a servant. You have that mind of a warrior, and you're expanding on it every single day.
Why don't you touch on the origins of the eight pillars that you just mentioned? Where do they come from? Why these eight pillars, and what makes them important?
Yeah. So, the eight pillars that, I mean, make up Own It, that I kind of put through, it's the Own It quiz, kind of, I guess we could say, when everybody starts up to figure out which pillars are kind of putting you into that primitive state of being. And I always start with this and kind of like my mind hack program that I kind of work with everybody, and really getting down to the nitty gritties of how we think, because our beliefs create our thoughts. Those thoughts create emotions, create actions, and from those actions, our results are created, and that continues through that psychosomatic loop that we continue to go through, and either we get more negative or more of positive. It's just the way it is. So by doing that, by understanding that, those we want to know which one of the eight pillars, because it really sums up our life, are holding us back and putting us into that primitive state of being. So we have wellness, we have relationships, we have career, we have faith, we have self-care, finance, network, and legacy. And if you take a look at all eight of those pillars, they all are such key cogs to our wheel that drives our life and ultimately equals fulfillment, equals people talk about different things are going to equal success for them. For me, it ultimately took finding success, and which was I deemed my ultimate failure, was finding success without fulfillment. And it was because I gave so much of myself to something and sacrificed so many of those pillars. Like I sacrificed my own relationships. I sacrificed my own faith. I sacrificed my own wellness and self-care at many of the times. I sacrificed my own financial situation only to really try and balance out my network that I thought was important, my legacy that I wanted to make for myself. And I put everything in my career. I put everything in three pillars basket and said, I can get the other stuff later. And that's the furthest thing from the truth, because you start to resent everything. And so you need to have this rhythm that's going on and the understanding of what it is that's either driving you from one of the two states of being. And when we can really truly understand that, that's when we can take action and create change that leads to transformational change, not just a little bit, but radical change in our being, radical change in our states of being, and gets us to find that ultimate level of fulfillment, find that ultimate level of passion, find that ultimate level of success in whatever we deem that as.
So everybody, Justin wrote an article for our site about the eight pillars, the overview. I've actually put that article in front of the paywall because I think everyone should be exposed to Justin's philosophies to own it. So Justin, thank you so much. I want to take these last few minutes to give you an opportunity to tell people where they can find you, where they can say hello, where they can learn more about Own It and everything that you're doing.
Yeah, obviously you can. I know, David, you and I have been talking for a while now, and you're going to be able to find a lot of the work that we're going to be doing together right here at hockeystrengthconditioning.com. But to work again with myself, you can get my eBooks, you can get a lot of my free content, a lot of different free things from justownit.co, or by going to my LinkedIn profile at Justin Rothenchofer, or my Instagram page at Justin Roeth at Justin Roth is Instagram. And then you can also tune into our podcast. We've got six amazing coaches, very elite coaches, called the Coaches Council. It can be found again on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play, Stitcher, any of the most main areas that you find podcasts. So that's the Coaches Council. And really, like I said, I'm just trying to litter the internet with this stuff and really give free content, give value to people, because it's a message that needs to be heard. It's a message that needs to be applied. And really, it's something that can create transformational change in not just individuals of a certain sector, but everybody. And that's why I thought it was so important that I create a team around me, because again, it's not just what I can do for people. What I can do for certain people is limited, but having a relationship specialist, having a business specialist, having a health and wellness specialist, having other people around me who can really help facilitate massive change and know how to build 6, 7, 8, 9 figure businesses, know how to attack relationships that are falling apart in marriages, in friendships, in organizational settings. And then also be able to work with athletes and with coaches. And that's specifically where I am is, like I said, being able to really help coaches, because I've been there. I've been in your shoes. I've been in those places where you have this undying purpose to serve. You have this undying urge and passion to serve. But as you're serving, it's also killing you inside and tearing a lot of the things apart outside of you, and not knowing where to go, where to turn, how to go forth from there. So, yeah, that's where you can find me. Like I said, and more than happy to have conversations with people through any of those platforms. And if you go to justownit.co, you can book free half-hour calls with me or anybody on my team.
I think that's the perfect place to wrap up this part one podcast. We are going to have more. I think we're going to dive deep into all eight pillars. So I think that's the plan as of now. So everyone, go wave hello to Justin. Say hi. He's a nice guy. He's very approachable. And check out the site for his articles as well. So Justin, once again, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to keep learning more about Own It and to move forward with this.
Awesome, David. Again, thank you so much. And again, congratulations on taking over the platform, and excited to see what you do with it.
Thanks, Justin. All right. Talk soon.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode with Justin. Remember, you can go check out that free article at hockeystrengthstraining.com. And if you want to join, it's just $1 for 30 days and get access to brand new articles from Justin, from Devin, from Michelle Bowen, from others on the way, and get access to our archives, which have literally 1,000 articles up there. So $1 for 30 days or $99 for the entire year, and I hope to see you there. If you're interested in learning more from Justin, I'd really recommend joining us for the Own It May Challenge. It's going to be fun. We're going to learn a lot. We're going to challenge each other, and we're all going to connect, and I'm doing it, so I'll hopefully see you there too. And of course, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, please reach out to me. You can either slide into my Instagram DMs at David Rosales Fitness, or you can send me an email. You can find my email on the website. Thanks, guys.